Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 14th of January, 2021. This is pod number 722. Hope you will. Right, let's just get it done with. Cancel the season. Call it off. I cannot watch this farcical Tottenham team anymore. It's like Groundhog Day, isn't it? It's just like watching Groundhog Day. Go 1-0 up, don't leave your own half, let the other team score, and hope they don't score another one. It's just horrific. And I was very much... I'm not saying I was pro-Mourinho, because I think he's always been a bit of a knob, but I was pleased that Spurs signed a winning manager. But he's not going to be the boy, is he? You can't keep lining up like that. Playing Fulham at home, you've got three defensive midfielders. Sanchez, there's zero creativity in the team. We're relying on two players. I got annoyed when we played City and Jamie Redknapp said Spurs have got two players, Son and Kane, but that's how it's shaping up. It's hope one of them grab a goal and then hope you hang on. And we haven't hung on against anybody. But do not fear, because Suggsy still thinks Tottenham are going to be top four. I think we've got, in the last six games, we're comparable with Newcastle, Wolves, Sheffield United and West Brom. And Chelsea have obviously had a bad run. Teams like United getting whatever it is, 15 out of 18 points. But don't worry about it, because he is relying now not on the fact on Spurs being good, but he just thinks everybody else isn't very good and that'll be enough to get us in. Boys and nutter. We are desperate and I genuinely can't see us beating Sheffield United. They'll be buoyed from their first win. I can't see Spurs going and playing and beating them. And then we've got Liverpool, which we've got no chance. Just giving up all the fixtures where we should get points. Wolves, Palace, West Brom, Wolves, Palace, Fulham. It's like Groundhog Day watching it. Dreadful. But that's that out the way. Just resign yourself to 6th or 7th, Suggsy, because that's where we'll be finishing. We will not be finishing above Man U, Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Leicester, and it'll be Everton, Villa, Spurs filling the next spots, I would imagine. So there you go, my old fruit. And then Poch goes and wins a trophy, flipping deary me. I'm not having that though. I mean, anybody turn up and get one game in that league and it's not like he got them there. Ridiculous. Right, we've got nothing today. I think, what is it, three or four Dutch games to finish off the midweek programme this evening. And then that is it. Had some feedback from what I spoke about yesterday. I'll deal with that as we go through the Mindset Mondays. I won't sort of keep reverting back to the same old topics. You know, somebody pointed out Sheffield United, and that's it. That is a prime example of why you let your model take in long term as opposed to short term. If you look at Sheffield United last season compared to this season, if you haven't got a model that sort of factors in that longevity period, you'd have gone in piling on Sheffield United, particularly with their home record last season, and done your absolute brains. And over time, the way I work, it filters that out so that you're not. You're not focusing on that too much. But as I say, I'll cover all that sort of stuff. You know, hopefully we can get into models and stuff like that as we go through. Once we've done the topics I talked about the other day. Right, that's it. Yeah, I've got nothing today. No horses, another meeting abandoned today. I know people are craving horses, Stephen Humphreys, but it's just pointless when it's absolutely sheeting with rain. You're getting meetings abandoned, the ground's heavy. It's not high quality stuff. Hopefully, like life in general, will all soon to turn round as quickly as possible. I think we're all just whiling away the days, aren't we? Hoping that things start to resume some sort of normality. And obviously the first half goal bet last night didn't stand with the Livy game being called off. Well, they'd announced the teams and things, didn't it? So I imagine it was a weather thing up there. But there we go. So, yeah, that's it today. I've got absolutely zero diddly squat. Football process tomorrow. I'll have the weekend preview. Then we get through the weekend, Mindset Monday, and then next week I'm going to start all the bits, recipes and books and other bits that we've done through the last lockdown as we press on. Sam reminded me, normally we would be getting sorted now to go to America as we did last year and sort of wind up watching the Super Bowl. So it's all a little bit depressing. Everything is just depressing, isn't it? It's absolutely, took the dog out, it's absolutely pissing down here. Just damp, shit and horrible, but we're going to get there. We will get there. We're going to push on, get through this period, and it's all going to be good. Oh, and Telegram, guys, I'm going to start your new sheet from tomorrow. I have put it in there, but got some new bits in there and just working on. We did a service, Run the Lines, as people know, done really well in the hockey. Done well the first baseball season and struggled the second baseball season. As with all these things, people dropped off. And then obviously COVID came. The hockey started last night, but it is, it's a foreshortened season. It's down to 50 games as opposed to 80 odd in different groups as they sort of battle it around COVID. But we're going to post the bets for free in the Telegram group. So I'm just working on getting that sorted today. So there'll just be a Google Doc link. It'll be updated every day. Anything you do is at your own peril. But the guy who does it is just going to keep it going through the season. He's not betting much himself because of the situation. But we'll put them in there for interest. And then obviously when things get back to normal, people have got a bit of history of the NHL going back into it. But when we did run it as a service, it was top. You know, done really well on the hockey. But we'll put that in the Telegram group. I'll post that hopefully later today for you all to follow in there for nothing. Right, have a good Thursday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning. If anybody wants to send a straitjacket to my mate in Broxbourne, Suggsy, crack on.